Blog Talk Radio.
What's on, Dan?
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Slim.
And I'm Kim.
You didn't put the...
No, because it's going... I deleted the other ones. It's uploaded now.
Okay.
Processing. It didn't go through yet. There's Sean.
Adam.
And there's their co-host, Sean.
What's Sean? What's up, dog? Oh, wait.
What's up?
You here? What up?
2 days in a row, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot said yesterday. Like,
yeah.
It's about an hour and a half rant. He kind of didn't really let him talk. He was getting, like, the 10 shows off his mind. So,
yeah, well, Camden's going to get it. It don't matter.
Yeah.
They don't think so.
You know,
they don't think so.
Nah.
They're like, we're the reigning champs.
Bro,
Val ain't gonna call in tonight.
He's listening because he's subscribed to Barbershop Talk Radio. So anytime we do a show, he gets a notification. Him and Val, they're subscribed, so they get notifications every time we do a show. That's how
Ralph?
He always knows. Yeah, Ralph too.
Ralph
listens. He don't call in.
Ralph don't ever call.
Ralph don't ever call.
He told you he called in.
He's too worried about Donald Trump and all the politics to call in to this show.
Donald Trump.
He said he's worried about
Donald Trump and the politics. Yeah.
Ralph's a politician.
I can see that.
He's not a football player anymore. He's too old. He's just a politician.
A politician. Damn.
Trump's number one supporter. Those batteries, too.
He like Trump?
He does. He's on his Facebook page, he does. Like, he can put all kinds of Trump on there.
I like Trump, too. Why not?
Shut his mic off.
Oh, man. You love Trump, too, huh?
Why wouldn't you like Trump? He just tells it like it is and does what he wants to do. It's kind of like what you do, Jeff. Like,
yeah.
With sacrificing everybody else in the process. When he got elected, he was trying to get us all blown up. Yeah, he's trying to start nuclear war with North Korea. I'm not sure he's not behind this whole virus thing.
Yeah, somebody is. That whole fucking impeachment thing. On the drain, huh?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you still talking about that bullshit? Come on now. Leave that shit alone. That impeachment went away.
It did?
Yeah, listen. Yo, where's Reese at? How come Reese don't call into the show?
Yeah, I'll put it on the chat. Maurice. How come Reese didn't call in? Somebody probably told him.
Up, see what
Val said the other night, last night, that don't make me start talking like Maurice. He said it.
He said it.
That's what
he said. No, because about you, he said they got you on a post. And he scored three times on you. He's like, make me turn into Maurice over here.
He knew he didn't score three, he scored our team, but. Me?
He said it.
Not once.
You
not
said
one time.
Gone. Well, you were right there.
I was watching on the sideline.
I just hope when we beat Camden that they all listen to the show and know why we beat them, because Val was talking all that shit.
Exactly.
And so was the Egan. Egan basically said, hey, who cares?
No, Egan wasn't talking.
No, he said, who cares if you beat us? That's what Val was mad about. Because Egan said that they tried our hardest. He's like, we go out there. Some games are easier. We don't have to try as hard. Some games we have to try, you know, more than others. But he's like, we definitely go out there and try to win every week.
Okay. They definitely say that.
Yeah, they don't play their hardest. They don't damage.
Maybe he don't, but I took offense to that, too. I was so offended.
Yeah, I thought you went on the offense. Like, let me set y'all straight.
He was definitely offended with everything. Like,
brought up something out. Egan beat Tyree 20 years ago. Okay, like, he's reading on everything because you said Tyree was better. And he's like, no, let me tell you, okay? Egan beat Tyree 20 years ago for a starting job on TNT.
Yeah, exactly what you said. That shit was funny.
Damn it. It almost was 20 years ago, too. It was probably like 15.
20 years ago.
Nah, it's probably,
that shit
more,
up.
It's probably more like 15.
Damn, bro. And he brought it up. That was one of his facts. That was one of his fucking, why this guy was better. And he was so offended that I said it.
Well,
we're riding, you know. I'm net riding.
How about you tell Tom Brady getting Gronk to come to Tampa Bay?
Washed. Gronk is washed.
No, he ain't. He's crazy as hell.
Yes,
that.
He is. Gronk is washed.
I told you they can't replace me. Care Center's doctor is hiring. Again.
Yeah. Well, maybe they want to send people back to work in this nonsense.
Oh, they're still open.
Are they?
Probably. I'm sure they never close. Yeah. We're not closing.
So, Gronk's not washed, huh?
Oh, you picked him last year for fantasy.
Two years ago.
He didn't do shit.
He was dumb. Yeah, week one, and that place sucked.
Yo, I sent your boy Aaron the number to the show and told him to call in, see if he does.
He knows
it. Aaron.
Yeah, your boy. I don't know him, but
yeah.
I never even heard of him.
Why you hit him up?
Because you guys all talk about him. I want him to come on the show and talk.
He was on, when did he come on?
Yeah,
I don't even know who he is.
You don't?
Nah, he don't know.
No, I've never seen him play. I don't know who he is. I don't think he's good. I don't know him. So.
Oh shit! There we go.
He already played on the Braves. What team was on?
Yeah.
Is that who you got him from? Or he wasn't playing?
Him and Scott were running the house. Or some shit.
Played for the Patriots.
Yeah. Him and Scott were running out, and they won like two games. If you want to say that. Maybe two games. Oh, he said, I don't think he's good.
Damn. He's not even memorable because he doesn't even know who he is.
I don't even know who he is.
You know what? I don't know for now because I don't know what he's done. I mean, he only played like one game last season, and like two this season. His most memorable.
Y'all talk like he's the best person. Like he's the best receiver ever. I never even heard of him or seen him play or anything.
Aaron is a fucking monster.
We're like tied.
Aaron's a monster, bro.
He was, you know.
Aaron's a monster, bro. Like he can get busy, dog. Like definitely does. He definitely does. He can get jiggy with this shit. Cause
yeah,
I've seen him play a lot of games. I have been hating on him.
You're just talking shit. It's and shit. Not like
I'm
you
playing,
don't mean it.
But Aaron ain't no joke.
And
dog.
Aaron knows you don't mean it.
Aaron ain't no joke.
You did call him Tubby McChubby. Fatty, fatty, boomaladdy. You were picking on him because he put on.
Yeah, he did, but whatever.
Shit, I saw Aaron. So I need a hoagie.
Oh, shit.
So tell him to call in.
Yeah, I'm calling. You put my ass in Madden, though.
Well, that's because I heard you suck.
Okay.
Everybody that plays you says you suck, Reese. T. Tim, all of them say you suck.
None of them can beat me, though.
I mean, I suck. I ain't played in so long. I ain't talking shit for myself.
Nobody.
You can't fuck with me. I'm just... Bill.
Nobody.
This guy fucking beat me. Aaron beat the shit out of me.
Oh,
it matters.
So did Lenny. Too.
No, Lenny beat
Lenny
beat me by play.
You know what? Because you different games on. He had all Madden and then regular.
Yeah.
And like beat you.
He got me though.
Yeah.
Lenny got me, but Aaron destroyed me. I had no chance. And that's keeping it real. That motherfucker, no joke. No joke. He passed like I've never seen anybody else pass. He had the right defense on, somehow he still catches it. And not in 2020. How the fuck are you doing that, bro? But, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever, man. But, man, it's not washed. You still haven't said how...
What happened?
Tell me how it's not washed.
Who, Gronk?
Yeah, you
Come
said
on,
Gronk.
Dude.
I think Gronk is washed up.
Yeah. Compared to what he used to be, he's not as good as he used to be.
Yeah. Rob Gronkowski can run down the field and catch the ball, and nobody can tackle him.
Yeah, I guess you should say that. That was a long time ago, bro. He can't do that no more.
Yeah, right. He had a whole year off football. He's fucking rest and relax, and he's only 30 years old.
But he's so beat up, bro. Gronk is fucked up.
I bet you he makes the Pro Bowl this year. Bet he makes the Pro Bowl.
I bet you don't.
There's a reason why he came out of retirement.
What's his name has never been like these guys that haven't been the same fucking once they fucking get to a certain like level. You know what I mean? Like Antonio Gates like got to a level and then he was done. Even though he never back to who we used to be. Neither has fucking
you can't compare Gronk to anybody like that.
Jason Witten took a year off and never came back. Gronk took a year off and he's not gonna be the same. Not.
No. You're wrong about this one.
I'm right.
Yo,
I'm right.
Why don't you turn your computer fucking ringer off? Dumb.
Oh, it keeps messaging me on Facebook. That's Facebook messages.
That's
Facebook.
I'm telling you, bro. Ground same.
Yo, how are you gonna put Joe in two of our highlights? Getting cooked.
Joe Jones
with Rays. You got him and Rays getting cooked so many times on our highlights.
I got him and Rays. Joe and Rays getting cooked. Three times on our highlights.
It's probably a sack or something.
I told you that already, bro.
I told you that.
I told you that already. What you mean?
you also say you can play, but you ain't never going on the field.
He stopped playing. He played the last two seasons. He did play rusher every season until bullshit went down with Scott. And he hasn't played since.
Yeah.
But
Jim,
you don't
play.
Have to defend him.
No, he can play. He can play. He's just,
I can play.
You know, he's getting old. He's sitting in his coaching.
I can play. And but I told you that.
Only what they used to be. He took two seasons off. What do you think when he comes back?
Well, half of them Camden guys are older than you, and they play.
Listen. Well, what was I about to say? I forget what I was about to say. Now he's just.
Yeah.
All right, man.
You got sidetracked.
Yeah. But give what else I'm going to talk about. Man, Gronk, the same. That's all. You heard it here first.
Gronk is about to be in the Pro Bowl again. Watch.
I'll be shocked.
Shocked.
Guys don't typically off years and it comes back and they're really good. Nobody. The person I've ever seen do it was my.
There's only one reason why he came out of retirement. That's because Tom Brady told him to come out of retirement. That's it. He will be in the Pro Bowl. Tom Brady told him, I'm leaving. I'm going to Tampa Bay. You're going to come with me. You're going to come out of retirement, force a trade, and that's how you want to be back in this league. And you know what he said? No doubt about it.
Well, it seems like they're getting – it seems like they're sick of Belichick, bro.
Yeah, because they don't – they want to have fun.
Like,
all right.
We're sick of Belichick.
They want to have.
Do you think Belichick can win without him? Do you think Belichick can win without?
No. That was like when Brady tore his ACL and they put Castle in. Castle did phenomenal, but as soon as they lost in the first round of the playoffs, like
I don't even think the playoffs. They were like 11-5, but that's out to the Dolphins or somebody. They won double-digit games, but nothing else.
But the AFC East isn't as weak as it used to be. It used to be so weak for that, like, 10-15-year period where the Patriots
20
like,
years
rolled
almost,
over on
bro. That matter of fact, lower
they rolled
30 years since the Bills back in the 90s. And
yeah,
then the
so
Patriots, everybody else, or Buffalo's going to be good.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah, Buffalo should be good.
What were the other questions you said? Hold on, you guys had the same questions you said for the show?
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys were talking. You're like, good question, same for the show.
I don't I don't remember.
Yeah,
I just want to.
I remember. I don't remember the question now.
I think it's Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
Michael
and
Tate.
Mike. Yo.
Hello.
Yo.
Huh?
No.
Yo, you can't be on the show if you're gonna play Call of Duty, and we got to hear all that rap.
Who the hell's on Call of Duty?
Oh,
I don't know. Probably you.
Oh, that is.
Oh, it's Mark. Not Mike. It's Mark.
Oh, my God. It's Call of Duty?
No, Mike is.
No, it's Mark.
I thought that was Mike from the. I got somebody else on the line, too.
Dirty. What's up, Dirty Mark?
I don't know who this is.
What's up, dickhead?
How you been, man?
Who's going on tonight?
What?
Who's on tonight?
Ah, you're on with Sean.
And I don't know who this is. Somebody disconnected somebody. Whoever's it's your number is.
Who's the number?
Hold up. Let me see.
I don't know. They're connected. I don't know who they are. It's a 609 number. I don't want to put their number out over the radio.
Yeah, okay. Oh, is that John? Oh, it is fucking John.
You guys are like breaking up a little bit.
What's up?
Yeah, it was Ebert. Breaking up. Oh, shit. Johnny Ebert.
What's going on?
Oh, we got some good company tonight now. There's a lot of shit going to be talked. Yeah.
I ain't going to be up all night talking on the radio show until 2 a.m. like you show.
I have to make one comment. I have to make one fucking comment. Jeff?
I ain't lie.
Yo.
I don't work right now,
Jeff,
so I ain't got shit better to do, Johnny.
You need to go take that video down of you fucking thinking you're in jail.
No.
You'd be the first motherfucker to get your butt raped in there.
Is that right?
Never done that.
I already been there, buddy.
He said, been there, done that.
Get raped.
How's everybody doing, man?
Contact,
you guys staying clear?
So far, so good. How about you?
Good, man. I'm ready to get back to work.
Congrats with the boy. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah,
oh, you
congrats,
had a baby?
Bro.
Yeah, I got one on the way doing September.
Oh, congratulations, man. It's your first one?
Yeah, first one.
Oh, there's not like your first kid, and it's a boy, too. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, my birthday is September 25th. Hopefully he's born on my day.
Hopefully not.
We already know he's going to come out taller than Sean.
Well, Johnny ain't that big either, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm not.
True.
Yo,
he's a both.
Jeff, have you heard anything on like what the plan is? Is he gonna leave both people or?
No, it's just nah, dog. I talk to him in like a week and a half, bro. But
hope though.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. It sucks, too, man, because we got a lot of good teams back, you know. Everybody was pretty much stacked up. And I thought it was going to be a great season. You know, very, very competitive, I thought. But I know a couple teams, but they're going to drop out if he plans on trying to do a summer league. Like, I'm not going to want to play in the summer. We're usually down the shore all the time.
So, the state of New Jersey is talking about opening up all spring sports May 25th. So, that could potentially help us out and let us play. I know it's further away, but...
So, the problem is, though, like, so if they're talking about bringing back spring sports, right, and... Like for us in our semi-pro league, which we're probably done, they're gonna limit people, you know, at each location. So, say you have what, six teams playing at a time. You know, I don't know how he's gonna do the games. You know, you're only gonna allow 50 people at the fields, and that's even if you're allowed back on school grounds.
Yeah, and that's the end of the season. So what's he gonna do? Is he gonna
I personally think that it's over. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I do,
too. Unfortunately. Okay.
It sucks.
Damn.
I was
on the hope, man. You guys might be right, man.
Last time Jeff talked to Bill, he was still hoping that there may still possibly be a season. But maybe that's like the end of the season. Like, that's almost playoff. Mm-hmm. Like game left after that. I don't see how it's going to work. You can't just go right into playoffs. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, teams got to still gel together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't charge the full money if you only got four or five games. You can't do it. The $800 league fee. So there's a lot of things, and I don't think Bill even really cares about the money that much. Me personally, but
to be honest, what he should do is just. Hold that money for tell the school to hold the money for the permit and extend it or take it to next season, and then if you guys want your money back, here's your money back. If not, we'll hold it for next season.
Yeah, put it towards the fall. Yeah, but like Johnny said, a lot of teams aren't going to play in the fall. Well, not the fall. Like, no reflection and stuff and all.
No, the fall, I don't know. You'll get your teams back. It's more the summer. A lot of people go on vacations and go down the shore and stuff.
Why,
so
that's why he doesn't do it until September, Johnny. Remember,
yeah.
He ends in June and then goes back in September.
Yeah. You know what would be a good idea if I think, Mark, you said this one. If we do like a weekend tournament, you get everybody together, have somebody cooking out on a grill, you know what I mean? People can bring their families.
Yeah, Sean said that, yeah.
I mean, that would be a cool.
Yeah, you just said it yesterday about a tournament.
I think it'd be
good.
Like a
round robin type thing, and then
you could potentially sell
do
like
a
money with like barbecue and shit.
Yeah.
What, like a Playmore, tournament? Like
sort of
like
that,
like
yeah.
Fucking,
sort of like that.
Like six games in a day and shit like that. Like,
tournament.
Yeah, they cook out and shit.
You could potentially get more fucking teams in there, which would be great.
Well, yo, more teams would want to go just because it's a two-day event. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
they're going.
We
so
could.
That means more cash, more money.
Double elimination, yo.
Supposedly, Bowler Sean doesn't care about the money.
I said that yesterday, and I was like, I don't know.
That's right. I'm down with it, man. Fuck it. If we can't have the season, I still want some football in my life because I still want to get out of punks like GCI, motherfucking Phillip Stakes.
Hey, man. Whatever.
Yeah. Jeff, you got to give me a favor. Keep down to me, brother. Keep putting my name in your mouth, because guess what? We're still defending champs. Keep saying it.
Yeah.
We're still defending champs, and you be quiet.
Yo, don't everybody start yelling.
Bro.
Let one person talk at a time.
Yo, look, listen, I'm looking for a bigger prize now. That ain't enough for me no more.
Now you're going to have a candidate.
I want the crown. I want the league.
I don't know who listened yesterday, but Val had an hour
and
a half rant yesterday.
Neck. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I want the crown. Fuck that A shit. I want the crown. If we think we're the best,
you hear me?
Try to move
that. So you better watch out. Slim don't shut up, man. Somebody needs to tell him to shut the fuck up.
No, I was going to ask him how he would feel about bringing the Braves over to the city and playing in that rough touch league. It's during the week under the lights. It's 7-on-7
now. He talked about playing another league.
What league are you talking about?
They play Philly.
Ebert, I'm sorry. Some of the Braves aren't physical enough for that league. Let's be honest right now. Let's be honest.
No, I'm not talking about the flag league. I'm talking about the rough touch league that I play in, and it's actually two man touch.
On night time, right? There's some of the games are right across the street from Geno's.
No, I'm not talking about that league. This is a different league. We play over at 9th Street over near Angelo's Pizza.
Or is that the one over by behind the basketball gym?
Yes, that one.
Okay, yeah, that one. I play
you
in that league.
You talk about a physical rough touch league? That shit is physical.
No,
and the teams are
legit.
They
lower shoulders, everything.
So what are you saying? Mark, what are you saying?
I said some of them aren't ready for that. Did I say you?
Well, I don't know who you're talking about on my team because I don't really think that any of them can't handle that.
Come on now. Let's be honest.
Johnny, when's that league start?
I think it's like
you'll ever see
four, going into the winter.
Oh, it's a winter game?
And,
what
it's
nighttime.
And you went, they keep stats and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, black guys don't like playing in the winter, so.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm down, but I'm sure Reese is down, but I'm sure like
to be honest with you, like it hasn't really been bad winter like the last couple winters.
Well, yeah, no, I know that we didn't even get a fucking inch of snow this winter.
No, I think. Any team that plays over an old rough pitch could compete over there.
Yeah, well, I even asked Bill and Steve if they would make our seasons longer, because I think we play 11 or 12 games over there in Philly and then playoffs. If they would make our games longer and then every couple teams play under the lights during the week, he would get a lot more teams and teams over from Philly if he was to do that.
Yeah, Lim, you need to look into that, bro.
Man.
Well, I brought it up to Steve, but they didn't. I don't think they like that idea.
It's because why with the night stuff? It's because they're not going to want to be out there. If you notice that president that runs that shit, he also runs the basketball league, so he's inside all day. Them guys aren't going to want to sit outside. You see Steve wearing that, having that big fucking tent around him in the winter and the rain and all. You know what I mean, they're not going to want to sit out in that cold weather.
Yeah.
Yo, Johnny, how does that compare to total turf?
I'll tell you what, way better, right? Turf's not bad. I mean, it's a nice facility, you're on turf, but the throwing off the quarterback table, I think, is kind of stupid.
Yeah. Johnny, who won a championship at total turf, guys? Me and you, bro.
I won plenty of championships there. It just,
yo, Johnny caught 7 touchdown passes in one game when I was his quarterback.
Yeah, he caught 7 touchdowns.
I'm good.
Give me a jersey.
I'm good.
No,
we good.
Johnny, remember that shit when me, you, and Knott was out there and nobody could stop us?
Yep. Right in the playoffs. Championship game.
Sean, are you drinking tonight?
Of course I am tonight.
It doesn't seem it because you're all calm.
Oh, no. Last night I was calm. Tonight I'm not drunk yet. So, I mean, I'm good. So. Hey, I'm just talking like we're not all battling tonight. We're just talking about, you know, different leagues and shit like that. I'm cool with talking about that shit, but if you want to talk about ASTFL, y'all got all the shit coming to y'all. GCI, Red Stakes, Standing, Committee, fucking Rock Bottom.
They get the carry that title to the fall.
Come on, Mark. Stop it, Mark. Mark, stop trying to get me worked up, man. Stop.
Oh shit.
Hey, I'm more interested about the Philly league that Johnny's talking about right now because Slim's trying to expand and I'm trying to expand too. So
it's really good. It's physical.
And
he's
been talking about in other leagues to play in. He said that for the last couple of seasons to find other leagues to play in too.
I want everybody in mother Jersey talking about the Braves.
Yo, to be honest with you, man, the Braves would compete in that league. You know what I mean? It's like I said, it's very competitive, and it's
Johnny will compete.
I think there's
in
like
any,
there's like
Johnny,
10, I think 10 teams,
league, bro. Stop.
Well, not
it.
When
we'll
you play us, but all right.
Well, it depends on when the fourth quarter comes. If Sean wants to throw fucking pick every fucking pass, I mean, you know, it all depends on what Sean does. You know, that might have been my all time worst moment in my football career. The fourth quarter playing against you guys.
It was definitely your worst game. Yeah, the fourth quarter.
Hey, listen, I've had some bad games, but I've never thrown picks every time I threw the fucking ball in a fucking quarter. Every time I threw the ball, I threw it twice electric.
Sean, remember that game you played for Camden, and it was in the rain, and we went in a double or triple overtime, and you guys ended up winning 6-9?
Yeah. I couldn't.
Dude, nobody
could
throw the football.
Yeah, I remember. Yo, but you know what? Honestly, whenever it rains, I can't throw the ball. My hands are too small. I can't wear gloves. I can't do anything. I throw ducks every ball I throw. So it's just about
man,
luck when it comes.
Is that cool. On the rain?
Ah, cool. You play all right in the rain, bro.
Is that what you play on the rain?
Yeah, but it just depends. Like if it's a fucking steady rain the whole game, nah, no good. I have to.
It's tough to play in. The ball and catch it in there.
Johnny knows. Johnny's played against me a couple times in the rain where it's been fucking pouring, and you know nobody can throw the ball in the rain. But yo, I struggle in the motherfucking rain. That's for damn sure. That's why Egan talks all that shit. Oh well, just as long as it don't rain, Sean. That's why Egan talks all that shit, because Egan see me try to throw in the rain, and I can't throw. Can't do it. And I can't run every fucking play, so.
Yeah.
No, but I'm interested
those guys
in Philly.
In the rain.
I'm interested in Philly.
Yeah.
Johnny,
you're
going to have to give Jeffrey Slim Lamar the fucking information on that because he's the Braves team owner.
Yeah, I got you. I'll get the info when.
Yeah, good shit there.
Touch. I mean, it's cool.
Rough touch.
I mean, yeah. I don't even. Maybe we can even rock in the fucking flat.
Maybe Mark can even be our center. Because I doubt
Flag League I played in Philly, man. I probably never go back. That shit, straight rough.
The flag league?
Yeah, never. I'll probably never go back.
Bro, how bad was that?
Wow.
Yo, Tom was running down the sideline, bro, and got his head taken off. Like, because it's full contact.
Yeah,
no bad.
It's full contact with flags, lowering shoulders. Bro, I ran one dude over. The other dude came and cleaned me with his shoulder into my face.
Yeah, oh, no, I would never play in that league again.
Listen, I'm all for contact, but when you're trying to fucking hurt me on a Sunday when I got work Monday, fuck you. Ain't worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
So what, it's contact at the sideline and something else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sideline is live. You mean, and if you look like you're allowed to lower your shoulder from chest to waist as long as your hands are out looking like you're reaching for a flag. So they can fucking scare the shit out of you and not give a fuck.
You can stiff arm.
Stiff arm in the face, everything. They don't care.
What?
Is that 7-on-7 or 9-on-9 Egg Harbor Township League?
It's 7-on-7 here, but the 9-on-9, that flag league, that's pretty much the same thing, just not as physical because Tom was running it, and Tom wasn't having that shit because he didn't want no fights breaking out or anything, you know?
Wait,
Tom Grant?
Tom was running it for a season, yeah.
Yeah, they did say he had another league. That's why he left the touch league for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, since Johnny and Mark are on here, what do y'all think about making like a 6 or 8 team elite division and then the rest go in the bottom?
It should always be like that.
It used to be like that, but it's not.
But
it
used to be 10 or 12 elite and then 20 fucking A. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's my thing. You got to look back at a couple seats, well, probably like, what, 2-3 years ago, say there's 30-some teams, you know what I mean, where they had an elite A and B league. What he was supposed to do this year, this season, was supposed to be 4 elite, the top 4 A teams, and then the rest play for a B championship.
My opinion is the top 2 A teams at the end of the season should move up to elite playoffs and do like they do every year. They did with B. The top 2 B moved up to the A playoffs. Should move up to elite playoffs, play in the elite playoffs, and then the rest battle for the A division. That's my opinion. Because then it will give the elite top 2 a bye.
I agree with that, but then you got, like, look at last season. It was you got DCRs and the Patriots. You guys probably would have moved up, would have never moved up to the playoffs. Never, never.
Through well, he wouldn't have he a would choice. Not, he wouldn't have a choice. He would have to. That's what Bill used to always do, make them move up in the playoffs. Make whoever. Like, Colonial Diner, everybody sees Colonial Diner now. Colonial Diner, 5 years ago, was a pretty good team where they had to move up every year from the B division to the A division, and they'll get their asses whooped in A. But they were always
yeah,
a
we
good
talked,
team.
We talked, about our, we talked about that on the show last night. I was talking about it, how Colonial, it's a shame because they used to be a good team, a really good team. And they just suck anymore, and it's fucking terrible. Like,
listen,
they used to be a really good team.
It shows Lou that Lou was a decent quarterback. I mean, Lou left, they shit the bed. And now that Colonial has, like, Eric Levin on, Eric's not going to be there full time. Eric's a good quarterback, I personally think. I mean, he's played elite ball, he's played A ball, but they don't have the surrounding athletes like they did before at Colonial.
They need to add receivers or something. Like, just a quarterback is not enough.
Yo, you get any quarterback on this show. You get any quarterback on the show. And Egan was on here a couple weeks ago. And as a quarterback, you can be the best quarterback there is. But if you ain't got fucking receivers that are going to make plays for you, then you ain't shit.
Bro, I played A and elite quarterback. I played elite quarterback for one game, and it was against the Rage. No, it was against someone, but committee. And we lost, obviously, but I played quarterback. Dude, listen, I played quarterback my whole life. I told you guys before. But quarterback's a rough fucking position to play.
Yeah, it ain't as easy as it looks.
You play in the rain? Or the...
What?
You said when you played against what?
I played in A division quarterback, and then I played in the elite division quarterback for one game in the elite. But, dude, it's not as easy as everybody thinks it is. Just sit back. And,
no, you played in
first off, yes,
quarterback against
you have to have athleticism. I don't have it.
You did.
I'm fucking
I didn't
back.
Know.
When he was, you put quarterback against us in the rain and you when you were in the house.
Say that again?
I didn't even
know. Us. And you guys were mansion house. And it was in the rain.
Did I? I don't remember.
Yeah. And you lost.
Were you the Braves or were you that someone?
we were an underdog.
Underdogs?
Yeah.
Oh, in the playoffs. Is that what you're talking about?
Nah.
No, we lost the Monsters in the playoffs. So you want a cookie for beating me at quarterback?
I'll just remind you that you are always going to lose to me.
I didn't know that you
first off,
Slim, stop. They beat us last time they played us. Stop it.
Thank you.
Oh,
thanks.
So what?
Yeah.
Well,
they beat us last time. Yo, Mark, it was on a Hail Mary fucking push-off bullshit play. But
that
whatever.
Was not a push-off, but it was a Hail Mary. It was a Hail Mary, but it wasn't a push-off.
Hey, well, guess what? The guy that fucking caught the ball is on our team now. Go figure that shit.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Nah, but you know what? It's just crazy how this whole league works itself out because, like, I don't know. Everybody is like just moving around all the time and
oh, yeah.
doing all types of different things, and it's like I don't know. Like when Slim told me he had he was getting smooth, I was like, man, I don't even think he's that good. He was like, what do you mean he beat us? And then first game of the season, he goes out there and he breaks up two or three passes, gets a pick, and I'm like. Oh man, well, maybe he is pretty good. I don't know. Like
he's a good ball player. He played college football. He played DB in college. He's a good ball player. Really good ball player. In my personal opinion, I think one of the biggest, this isn't him saying or anybody else saying, I think the biggest move that the reason he moved and left is because I think he wanted more offensive time, and I understand him. You know what I mean? That's one of the reasons I think he left. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I won't talk bad about him because he's a good player for us. He helped us out.
Yeah, it just kind of worked out for us because I had Kool-Aid on the fucking kind of on like the brink of coming to our team, and then he got Smooth, and it turns out Kool-Aid and Smooth are cousins, like
oh,
blood
really?
Cousins. So yeah, so that's how it worked out for us. I mean,
applaud us.
Yeah, it kind of stands out. Yeah, Smooth is Kool-Aid's little young cousin. So,
can we get another applause for Jeff being a horrible coach?
What?
I don't know. Honestly, fuck that. I think Jeffrey Slim Lamar is the best fucking best GM in this league because he's just.
I'm blowing
out
you.
Thank you, Sean. Kind words.
Yo, have you ever seen a fucking guy pull off a trade for an impact player in the middle of the fucking season in this league?
Who?
No.
Applaud me. Applaud me.
Only
get a player. Unsuspended. One player suspended. One player off the bench.
Think about it. For real though. Think about it. Like we were 1-2 at the beginning of last season, and we had just lost to you, Mark. And whether that was, you know, whether that was y'all beating us or whatever, desperation, whatever, we lost. He fucking came up with a way to pull Tim and Reese off rock bottom and get them back to our team. And that changed the whole dynamic of our team. It really did. I mean,
thank you, Charles. Thank you, Charles.
I know, but seeing this, Sean. This Sean's all up in his feelings and shit, boy.
Huh?
I can't stand this, Sean. He's all up in the feelings tonight.
Yeah,
no, I'm not in the feelings. I'm just kicking real shit. Like, have you ever seen a fucking team owner pull? We ain't ever even seen Fats pull no shit off like that. And Fats been in this league forever, running Camden. Like,
let's be honest. It was never allowed. Bill would never allow that. Bill, in his old age, is getting soft with it. You were
well,
never allowed.
Saying, like, he
made sure to say that after.
But he pulled
it
off.
Never happen again. He made sure. He made sure
never
it, never, it will never happen.
Because,
team ever.
And let's be honest. One of the biggest reasons is because you guys weren't playing elite, so Bill was okay with him coming back to the A instead of the elite. Nothing against it. Don't take it like I'm saying, oh, you weren't playing league. I'm saying, like, he knew that he wasn't going to have to play like that again, you know? Wasn't
and it's not
play
like
the elite.
A random. He wasn't just a random player.
Hey,
he
Kim, I know this is your show, but we let one person talk at a time.
Oh, here we go.
That is Michael. Yeah, Maurice was a brain. He went there. See, that's the only reason why he was allowed to come back. If it was any other, if it was Mark, if he had tried to get you, it would have never worked because you were never on the Braves. But that's why he let it go, because he was a Brave.
That's 100%. That's a big reason, too. I agree with you, Bob. And it's just any other season, year, he would never, ever, ever allowed any trade. Nope, you're playing with that team for the rest of the season. After the season, you can go do whatever you want. That's how Bill always had it. I remember.
Yeah, but you want to know what?
Like Justin McCleary, when he got kicked off the team, he was told, no, you can't go to another team. He tried to, and Bill said no.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Slim Jeffrey Slim Lamar is the best negotiator because he didn't go to Bill. He went to the fucking source. He went to Tyree and talked to Tyree first. And Tyree was cool with it. And then he went to Bill. Nobody else does that shit.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, because if Tyree was cool with it, it would never went down.
Yep.
Does he want to come to the team? Like, if he wants to check, then he can go.
Yeah, if Tyree wasn't cool with it, the shit would have never went down. But Tyree was like, well, if he wants to leave, he wants to leave. That's fine. And Slim fucking checked all his fucking boxes before he even went to Bill. He had support from every fucking party. And you know what? No other team owner is smart enough to do that.
Thank you, Sean.
Dude, listen. Let's be honest. You know Bill. And good for Jeff and good for you guys for being able to do that. But you know Bill ain't going to allow that like that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't really think that Bill was going to let that go down. But, you know, if you approach Bill with both parties agreeing to it, what's he going to say?
Yeah, like Tyree coming in. I agree.
You know, like,
I hear you there.
That was all Slim. That wasn't anybody else but Slim. So,
thank you,
I mean,
Sean.
Applause.
That was that. I mean,
Let's talk real football. I called it last week. If anybody looks on my Facebook, told you Rob Gronkowski's coming back and he's going to the Buccaneers.
That's Tom Brady bullying this fucking league, bro. He just bullies the league. That's what he just did. He just bullied fucking Bill Belichick. That's what he did.
Listen, they need to play like week 5. Patriots versus Bucks. Now, they're in mid-season form. Let's see who wins. Bill Belichick or Tom Brady?
It's not even a question who's going to win. Tom Brady's going to win. I told Slim that, Gronk's going to be in the Pro Bowl this year. No doubt about it. He was like, oh, no. Yeah, without a doubt. Thank you. Slim, you got something to say?
Yeah. I've never seen a guy take off. I've never seen a guy take a year off and come back. Jason Witten was washed when he did it. Gates was washed when he did it. Fucking.
They were both old as fuck.
Tony Gonzalez, did he do it? He didn't do it.
What about Adrian Peterson? Year off from Adrian
Peterson.
Second in
I'm talking about a tight end.
Come on.
I'm talking about a tight end.
He wasn't the same either.
Listen, Rob Gronkowski
is why
considered the greatest tight end for a reason. He's going to come in and dominate like he always does.
Thank you. Yo, thank you. That's
Mother Nature.
You know what?
Father Time is undefeated, bro. He's old. He's an old 35-year-old. Father Time is undefeated.
That's why Tom Brady. That's why Tom Brady's 43 years old.
Grunt.
That's why Tom Brady is 42 or 43, because Father Time has got him, right?
Brett Favre was killing
him. Tom Brady is a mutant, bro. This is not normal for guys.
Do you know how old
it's not normal.
Rob
Rob.
It doesn't matter. He's an old, beat up. Bad knees.
Yo, I'm going to call right back.
Fractured collarbone. Beat up, bro. You can't tell me he's not.
Rob Gronkowski's younger than all of us.
He's
30 years old.
But he's old. He's been beat up, bro.
Bro, Tony Gonzalez was Tony Gonzalez played till he was damn near 40. Fucking Jason Witten's 42 and still playing. Stop
okay.
that. You can't say that.
All right. Jason Witten. But Jason Witten is wide up. Who cares if Jason Witten season? He was barely he didn't play last season.
We're not talking. Listen, we're not talking about a Jason Witten. We're not talking about and I love Tony Gonzalez. I think he's one of the greatest ever. But we're talking about Ralph Gronkowski. He's a fucking freaking nature.
Hold up. Read this.
Freak.
Go ahead.
Gronk has had multiple surgeries on his forearm the past several years, and he has regular season games the past seasons because of injuries.
Up, bro. He's
guess what?
Beat up.
Guess what? He got dance infection inside his forearm from that surgery. He was playing in the Super Bowl and caught a fucking 2 touchdowns. Guess what? That motherfucker ain't washed up. He had back surgery and came back at next season and played a full season and made the Pro Bowl. Doesn't fucking matter to me. It's a freaking nature. He's like JJ Watt. Get hurt, freaking nature, comes back and kills
him. Popularity test.
Yeah.
It's a popularity
test. He gets injured in 2020.
78%. He can't play a year and come back and be great. I'll be sure. He wasn't great when he left.
Okay. Listen. Let's make a deal, Jeff. Okay, right now. If he comes out as the best tight end in the league next year, you take me to dinner. You buy me whatever fuck dinner I want. If he doesn't, I'll take you to dinner.
All right, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. So if he, what is it? If he great season?
Yeah. Somebody, he'll owe me all dinner. Right,
if
or I'll owe him dinner.
Then you owe him dinner. But if he doesn't, then
yeah.
Mark owes you dinner.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, just bro, he's 2 feet up.
He's not.
He's too big.
He's not.
Yeah, you
were
a Gronk fan.
I love Rob Gronkowski.
So,
to me, he's the greatest ever watched play.
Until like a season or two ago. And then on fantasy, like, he didn't do shit on fantasy. Nothing. Nothing at all. Like, he just.
At this point, he's not better than Zach Ertz. He's not better than fucking Travis Kelce.
You're crazy if you don't think he's better. Listen, I'm a fucking diehard Eagles fan. You're crazy if you don't think he's better than Zach Ertz. You're crazy if you don't think he's better than Travis Kelce. He's a better blocker than both of them.
He's a better blocker.
He's jumping over any DB to get the fucking ball or boxing him out.
He's not a passer than fucking Travis.
Faster?
Right now.
Better? Yes. He's a way better athlete than Travis Kelce.
Woo!
Travis Kelce's nothing but a fucking baby back crybaby bitch.
Travis Kelce.
He's a fucking diva. That's all he is.
Travis Kelce is only getting a good claim for himself in fame.
Huh?
Travis Kelce's making a great claim to be a Hall of Famer.
No. Come on now. He wouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer if his fucking life depended on it. He could pay the commissioner $1 million and still wouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I said he's making a case for himself to be Hall of Famer. I didn't say first ballot. I'm saying he's making a case for himself.
He'll be a fifth ballot. Rob Gronkowski, first ballot Hall of Famer. He put
Kelce
the resume
off. No, a first ballot Hall of Famer. No doubt. No doubt. But Travis Kelce's borderline Hall of Fame right now.
You're crazy. Listen, the reason Travis Kelce looks so great is because he has Tyreek Hill that can spread the fucking field open, and then he hits the bubbles. Rob Gronkowski opened the fucking field all day long. They don't have – what do they got, a 5'3" Julian Edelman? Who else they got on the outside? I guarantee you can't name them. And Rob Gronkowski's getting double teamed. Still eating teams up.
You don't think Kelce gets double teamed, bro?
No, not like, listen, we both know not like fucking Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski, every fucking game, every Monday morning they open that book for the next game, their first thought is, where is number 87 going to be on the field at all times? That's not like when they play Kansas City, it's not where is Travis Kelce going to be, it's where is Tyreek Hill going to be? Where is Patrick Mahomes going to go? Listen, he's not their first target every fucking time. Gronkowski,
listen, team in touchdowns, bro.
Listen, let's be honest right now, though. Rob Gronkowski, he's going to be the only man that's going to be looked at there. So guess what? He's going to get a lot more catches, a lot more touches. You got Mike Evans. You got
New England would have never gave him up if they feel like he's still playing.
Listen, I'm telling you, yes. Come on now.
They would have never gave him up if they feel like he's still playing.
Bill Belichick on his way out. He
doesn't
give a fuck.
Bill Belichick.
I don't know.
He said Bill Belichick's on.
I don't know.
You think Bill Belichick?
I think Belichick wants to prove that they win.
Without Tom Brady.
Without Brady.
So what you're saying is they gave him up. They gave a player up because they think he's washed up. So Bill O'Brien pretty much gave DeAndre Hopkins up because he thought he was a wash. That's the same lyrics you're giving me. Correct?
Not the same thing. DeAndre Hopkins didn't retire.
Brown retired because mental. It wasn't physical. It was mental.
No.
24 surgeries.
It was fucking physical.
He came out 100% and said, mentally, I'm not football is not my life anymore. I don't enjoy the game of football anymore. It's exactly what he said when he retired.
Oh.
I'm
sure because ribs fucking stay on the couch.
And
he has the worst back in the world.
Wes Welker even said when he left to go to the Broncos, he said, Bill Belichick's the worst coach ever. It's like being a drill sergeant. All he does is an army thing. It's like this, and that's it. Let's be honest. Who the fuck really wants to deal with that shit?
I know.
So Bill Belichick isn't going to be without Tom Brady?
No. That's what someone said.
What do you think, Mark?
It's going to be hard because I think Bill Belichick's a great coach, but you do have to go to quarterback. You know what I mean?
Tom Brady.
Who made who? Did Tom make Bill or did Bill make Tom? This is where to be honest with you, if Tom does shit the bed, it's not about did Bill make him. It's McDaniels who made him.
Yeah.
The offense coordinator.
Who?
And that's it. That's if Tom Brady shit the bed, which I personally don't think he will. Huh?
McDaniels and Brady made magic, bro.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think McDaniels didn't take that job at the Colts a couple years ago?
I know.
I'm going to tell you right now. Bill Belichick last year is this year, and McDaniels is going to be the head coach of the Patriots. That's my opinion.
No. I think Belichick is a coach.
I don't know.
We'll see. You might be right.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Eagles need to move up and go try to get CeeDee Lamb.
Sean, what's the other dude? Yeah.
Listen, if we can't get CeeDee Lamb, I want the kid Jefferson from LSU. He killed it in the national title game.
We'll see. When's the draft?
23rd.
It's Thursday.
Oh, shit. Thursday. Yeah, awesome. Nah, Sean said I'm going to come back. But, yo, actually, the call, bro. If you fucking. Well, no, I'm about to. So we're just going to end.
What you said?
Seth, we're about to just end this shit up.
There, Johnny hung up. Yeah.
Well, be good, be safe. Have
thanks
a good
call, man.
You too,
you
be
too
safe.
Man. Be safe, buddy. Just, yo, I can't wait to whoop your ass, bro.
Good luck.
All right.
Just let me know when you're back on, and I'll come back on. All right.
All right, no problem. All right, man.
See you guys. Have a good night.
Good night, man. Who we got?